You're early. A little eager, are we? Well, come on in. He's still in the shower. Not what you're expecting, huh? Well, I have to say, you aren't exactly what I was picturing either. She's here, babe. Yeah, she's early. No, it's fine. It'll give us a chance to chat. Okay, we'll be downstairs. It takes forever in the shower. Come on in, sit down. Can I get you a drink? No? You sure? You're awfully quiet. Is something the matter? No? Maybe you're a little surprised to see me? Is that it? Maybe you thought that I'd be away for the evening and you'd have them all to yourself? What's that? Oh, come on now, don't be silly. Sit down. I said sit down. Now, why would you want to leave? You haven't even fucked my husband yet. You do want to fuck my husband, don't you? That's why you're here. No? Now that is very strange, considering the text you sent him less than half an hour ago, in which you said... Here it is. Baby, I'm gonna ride that beautiful cock all night long. Can't fucking wait. See you soon. 2 exclamation points. See? That's you, right? Your number at 8:24 p.m. Now, what can have changed in the past half hour? Oh, hi, honey. Nice tell. We were just getting to know each other. She's very pretty. I can see why you like her. But, honey, there's a problem. You see, she doesn't want to fuck you anymore. Well, I have no idea. Something happened on the drive over, I assume. Me? Well, what could I have done in the, 2 minutes since I opened the door? That's ridiculous. I don't scare you, sweetie, do I? See? I think what it is that she came here with certain expectations. She thought this was going to be some sordid little affair, that you would lie to me, wait until I was out of town, and then cheat on me with your little office girl. Is that what you thought, sweetie? No, sit down. I'm not going to tell you again. Is that what you thought? Okay, look. You don't have to say, but I think it is. And that's okay. I suppose that's probably what happens in most marriages. But we are not most marriages. My husband does not keep secrets from me. He doesn't have to. Even if it's a pretty young intern at his office with an obvious crush making a damn fool of herself. I mean, honestly, some of those early messages, you have to admit, they were a bit obvious, weren't they? Yes, of course he showed them to me. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you upset? Does that upset you? Do you feel violated that the married man you were trying to seduce showed your messages to his wife? Are you blushing? A little bit? A little embarrassed? A little ashamed of yourself? Listen, it's okay. My husband likes you. He thinks you're cute. And he would like to fuck you. So it works out well. We just won't keep secrets, okay? He has asked my permission to fuck you. And I have said yes. It works the same way when I want to fuck someone. You understand? That's how we do things. I wanted to meet you. And I suppose maybe I wanted to watch you squirm for a little while. Okay, yes, honey. I totally wanted to fuck with her. Look, you're gonna put your dick inside her, okay? Let me have my fun. So, you can fuck my husband just for tonight. And there are rules. First of all, I'm not leaving. If you thought you were going to come into my house and spend the night alone with him, maybe fuck him in our bed, fall asleep in his arms, and cook him breakfast in the morning, you were sadly mistaken. I will be staying, and I will be watching. And when he's finished with you, I will be showing you the door. I've read your messages. I know how you feel about him. And yeah, I get it. He's a pretty amazing guy. Dead sexy. But he's my husband. There will be no relationship here. You are a throwaway fuck. An opportune piece of ass. You're something for him to get out of his system. That's all. Now stand up. Start taking your clothes off. Yes, come on. Strip. Right now. I want to look at you. You want to ride my husband's dick? I think I have the right to look you over. Call it a vested interest. Now, when's the last time you were tested? And for what? Yeah, I know you've had this conversation with him. I want you to look me in the eye and say it to me. And the results were negative. Good. Okay. Yes, everything off. Spread your legs and let me look at you. Okay, good enough. My husband will be wearing a condom before he puts his dick in you, so your fantasy is that he would, what was it, pump you full of his hot, sticky load? Yeah, that won't be happening. You need to understand that he'll be fucking you on my terms. It may entail taking on the sexual acts I would rather not perform. That's fair, isn't it? How do you feel about anal? I know you like him. A lot, don't you? You want to please him. In one of your last messages, you said you'd do anything he wants tonight. That's good. Only it's going to be anything I want. Do you get it now? You can decide it's not for you. That's a perfectly reasonable response. You came here expecting something else, and I'm sure it's a bit of a shock. A bit humiliating to have the wife in the same room telling you what you can and can't do. You're allowed to decline her offer, and you're certainly allowed to leave. But he does want to fuck you. He's been telling me about you when we're in bed together. He's told me what he wants to do to you. And he's thinking about it right now, aren't you, babe? Just look at the way he's looking at you. He wants you. If you stay, he will fuck you. The way I tell him to. If you're not okay with that, maybe you should ask yourself if it's really my husband you want. Is it really him? Or is it just the thought of sneaking around, making him cheat, taking something that isn't yours? No? Then you're staying? Good girl. Well, honey, I told you, everyone has to be honest about their feelings in this. Everyone has to be comfortable or it just won't work. She says she's comfortable, so I'll take her word for it. Well, it doesn't matter what I think of her. I'm not the one who's going to fuck her. All that matters is that you like her, and she understands the situation. She says she does. She says she can handle it. So we'll see, won't we? Sweetie, you look absolutely petrified. It's okay. You're going to get what you want. I just wanted to be clear. In our experience, it's a lot harder to sort these things out when everyone's excited. I apologize if I came across as severe. I just needed you to, you know, adjust your expectations and understand your role in this. Would you like to sit next to my husband? Why don't you do that then? sit down next to him on the couch, and I'm sure he'd be happy to... Not on his lap. I said next to him. Don't get ahead of yourselves, kids. You do as you're told, and we'll get along just fine. Now, honey, look at her. She's all worked up and flustered. She's a nervous wreck. Why don't you see if you can help our guest relax a little, Stroke her hair, maybe rub her shoulders. There you go. Now, doesn't that feel nice? Close your eyes, pretty girl. He's so good with his hands, isn't he? Everything's okay. Let him work all that tension away with his big, strong hands. Does that feel good? Can you feel his breath on your neck? Smell his aftershave? Lean back into him and just breathe. This is the guy you've been fantasizing about for weeks, isn't it? Finally putting his hands on you. I want you to relax and start thinking about how those hands are going to feel in the rest of your body. Do you want to kiss her, babe? You can kiss her. And your hands are just itching to squeeze those pricky little tits, aren't they? Well, go ahead. She likes it. Do you like it a little rough, sweetie? He gets rough. Look, he was just waiting for that. Okay. Now open your eyes, reach over, and pull his towel down. That's right. There it is. Well, he hasn't reached his full potential yet, but you've definitely piqued his interest. And I should hope so. Take it in your hand. Start working his cock. No, not like that, like you're churning butter or something. Jesus. First of all, why don't you get it wet? It'll feel so much better for him. Did I say to suck his dick? No. Did you not hear me mention that he'll be putting on a condom before he puts his cock inside you? Yes, that's right. I did, didn't I? So why would you try to put your mouth on his dick? Get it wet, I said. Spit in your hand. Oh, sweetie, if you're too much of a lady to spit, you may as well go home right now. We can't be friends. There you go. Again. He likes it nice and wet, don't you, honey? More than that, you spit like a cat sneezing. Try again. Nice and wet. That's better. Now grab his cock at the base, firmly, but not a death grip, and start jerking him off. All the way up. Let your palms circle over the head on the upstroke. Tease him, and then back down. Good. It's all in the wrist. Nice, fluid wrist. You're getting it. Yeah, he likes that. A little faster now. Nice firm grip, but don't squeeze too hard. And keep it wet. Spit on his cock. Just do it. There you go. You like my husband's cock? A little faster, sweetie. You like it? Yeah. You see how hard you're making him? Where would you like him to put that beautiful cock? You can say. I want you to say. I'm curious. Oh, what a sweet girl. You want it in your mouth? Yeah, I think he's just about ready for that, too. Do you have the condom, honey? Oh, look at him scramble. He's been fantasizing about this. He's been telling me. ever since you came on with the company, even before you started flirting so shamelessly with my husband. He's been telling me all about the pretty little girl with the pretty little mouth. Come here, babe. Let me help you. You want me to help you? Oh, you're so hard for her. Let me slide it all the way down to the base of your cock. You want to fuck her face? Yeah, look at her, licking her lips. You want to push that of your cock between those pretty, puckered lips. Drive it in nice and deep. Yeah? What if I say no? What would you do to me if I said no right now? Oh, you promise. Get over here, pretty girl. Here's what I want you to do. Kneel down between his legs here. That's right. Now I want you to use those full, soft lips and just massage the head of his dick with them. Show me what you can do to please my husband. I want you to tease him. Don't take him deep at all. Not yet. I'm gonna hold you by the hair, just like this. It won't pull if you do as I say. Just kiss the tip of his cock, part your lips, and just suck at the tip. Can you feel his pre-cum squishing around inside the condom? Now take the whole tip in your mouth, but no further. And look up at him with those big, innocent eyes. Did you hear that groan? You're killing him. Look at his hands clenching at his sides. Do you know what that means? I do. He's dying to just take you by the back of the head and shove you down onto his cock. He's practically vibrating. But I won't let him. What do you want, babe? Tell me. Ask nicely, and maybe I'll let you have it. Did you hear that, princess? Time to work now. Relax your throat, and all the way down. Yes, that's how he likes it. Hold it there, and look up at him. Oh, he loves that. See the look on his face? Okay. Again, catch your breath and then all the way down. You can do it. It's okay if your eyes start watering. He likes it. Up and down. Bob up and down on it. All the way down. Let him fuck your throat. Choke on it, but keep it nice and deep. There. Hold it. Hold it right there. Try to stick your tongue out. Lick his balls while you have his cock all the way down your throat. It's okay if you drool, just rub it into his balls. Try again. You can do it. There you go. Yeah. That's how he likes it. Yeah. Oh, yes. When he grabs you by the hair like that, that means you're doing it right. That means don't stop, no matter what. Stop trying to control it. Just let him fuck you. Fuck your face. Oh, yeah, give it to her, baby. Take him. You take him deep and wet and choke all the way down on his cock like a good girl. Good girl. Oh, nice. That's good. Okay, stop. Stop. You're gonna make him come. Stop. Not yet. Sit up and just catch your breath for a minute. I can smell your cunt from here. You smell like you wanna get fucked. You wanna get fucked? Yeah. Where'd you want his cock? Tell me the truth. Yeah? In your pussy? You think his big hard cock would feel good in your pussy? Is that where you want it? Look up at him and beg him sweetly to fuck your pussy. Honey, why don't you pull her up into your lap and finger that wet little cunt? There you go. Oh, does that feel good? Yeah, he's so good at it, isn't he? His fingers pressing right into your aching clit. Can you feel his hard cock pressing into your inner thigh? You know, you could just squirm a little bit and sit right down on it, couldn't you? Drive it deep into your cunt. You want that? But you won't. Not until I tell you to. You wouldn't dare. So you just squirm in his lap while my husband fingers your cunt. Let him feel how wet you are against his leg. How your hot little cunt just quivers and clenches under his fingers. Let him feel just how badly you want his cock. You want to fuck my husband? Yeah. Beg me to let you fuck my husband. You're just a desperate little tramp, aren't you? Trying to fuck men who belong to other women? What's with that? Or is it just mine? Just my man. I mean, you knew he was married. Does that feel good, princess? I can see you squirming. Is it gonna make you come? Yeah? Not until I say so. Do you think you're better than me? Do you? Do you think there's anything you can offer him that's better than mine? The things I do for him? Spoiler alert. No, honey. You can't. You think we haven't been through other girls just like you? Who thought the same thing? You came over here thinking you were gonna ride him all night long? Bitch, I'll ride you all night long. You want his cock in your pussy? Did you really think I was ever gonna let him fuck your pussy? Wrong answer, stupid. You came over here thinking you were gonna fuck him behind my back, didn't you? You thought you were going to make him cheat on me. Oh, yes. Yes, you did. Get over here, slut. Get my cunt wet for my husband's cock. What's that? Oh, you're not bisexual. You think I fucking care? You do it or you get out. Those are your choices.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. That's good. Oh, yeah, lick my clit while I suck my husband's cock. Suck on it. Suck on my clit. Into my pussy. Fuck me with your tongue. Deeper. Fuck yes, just like that. Fuck. And you've never eaten cunt before. I don't fucking believe that. Stop. Oh, fuck, I'm wet enough for him. I like it when it hurts a little. No, you stay where you are, sweetie. Fuck right now, babe. From behind. Jam it in right fucking now. Oh, yes. yeah. Fuck yeah, I know you're mad. I know you're fucking mad, so fuck me like you're mad. Fuck me like you wish you were fucking her right now. Oh, oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck me. Fuck yeah. Harder. Fuck me hard like that. Oh, fuck. How do you like that, sweetie? Right over your face. Is that hot? Oh, do you like it? Oh, fuck, why don't you lick his balls while he jams his cock in and out of my cunt? Oh, can you see it? Is my cunt bulging with his cock right over your face? Oh, fuck. Oh, he loves that. Yeah, keep licking them. Suck on them, suck on his balls. Take them into your mouth. Oh, fuck. Ah, fuck, his cock feels so fucking good. Buried so deep in my cunt. I fucking love his cock. He's fucking me so hard and fast. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, make me come right in the slut's face. Huh. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck, he's gonna make me squirt right in your fucking face. Fuck, are you ready, bitch? Exhausted. You did really well. Well, what do you think, honey? Should I go and make up the spare room for her? Yeah, right. Get the fuck out.